Coach Breach, Jan did it for me. He just got right to the batting. Now, last night, that cowboy preacher, you know, over there on the left, he talked about the same thing. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God. But he said, you know, after he got through doing all of that, then he just got right down into the flesh, because he said, you know what? Steve Atwood said, I'm a good, what? Well, before that, he's a good friend, he's a good preacher. Well, Steve, you never said that to me. You always said, you're a good friend and a preacher. A good friend. Okay, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've seen time charts all over the place, and I'm going to do one again. And I'm going to put up here Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:2, and I'm going to put up here Exodus through what? Malachi. And then I'm going to put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I'm going to put Ephesians, Philippians, well, let me see, let's go Romans through Philemon, and then I'm going to put, what comes after Hebrew?
James.
So I'm going to put James through Revelation. Now, I missed something over here because I got Exodus, right? So, what goes there? Genesis, and that is a transitional book, Genesis. What is it transitioning? It's transitioning from time, what? Before the foundation of the world and since the foundation of the world. I'm missing something else over here. What am I missing? Acts. And what is that? It's a transitional book, and it transitions what? It transitions Israel, starting out with chapter 1, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel, okay? And it ends with Israel doing what? Being lo am I. And then I'm missing something else over here. What is it?
Hebrew.
And I say that that's another transitional book. And what is that? What is it transitioning? Huh? Old Testament and New? Yep, okay. I'll buy that. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, what does it say? That's the faith chapter, right? And what it is a the faith of a whole lot of prophets. So Exodus through Malachi is a bunch of prophets, right? And what are they saying? Now, over here, from Exodus to Malachi, it is talking about Jesus, but Jesus in what capacity? Huh? What? He is prophesying his future, right? And over here in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, he is presented as the king. It's over here, it's talking about the future king coming. And over here, it's talking about what? Huh? He's here, right? He's sitting upon his throne. So, this whole book, this Bible, is about Jesus. It's predicting his coming for Israel to reign as the king over Israel. Then he presents himself in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then there's Romans through Philemon, and there's a new presentation of Jesus, something that was a mystery, hid in God before the foundation of the world. Romans 16:25-26. What does that say? Okay. So then, the whole book is about Jesus. The thing about it is, you can't get anything better than this book if you're going to be saved, if you're going to understand salvation. So, I also know, and Alex is going to talk about this after, so I won't get in on it, but I also know that this whole book was written by him, right? And 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse what? 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So this whole book, from cover to cover, is about Jesus. Now, folks, if you're going to get saved, according to what Jan's just saying up here, you've got to trust that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised again the third day. And it's got to be your faith in his faith. It's the faith of Christ that came. Christ came to earth because his Father asked him to, and he said, I want you to go down there, and I want you to die, and you're going to go into hell, and then I'm going to raise you again, sit you back on my right hand. Jesus Christ had enough faith to believe that, didn't he? So rightly dividing the word of truth is simply this, understanding which Jesus we're talking about. Now, most of you over in Ephesians chapter 2, you see these charts that say, time past, but now, and what? Ages to come. Now, since I'm a North Louisiana redneck, quit laughing. You're a South Alabama redneck. So I'm a North Louisiana redneck, and so out in the Texas Bible Conference, it wasn't a Bible conference. What was that you call that stuff out there? Academy. The Academy. I introduced a new time chart back there at one point in time, and I said, I want you to think of time past as yesterday, and I want you to think of but now as today, and I want you to think of ages to come as tomorrow. That's simple to me. So we are living in today, and today it is the mystery that we are concerned with, the Pauline doctrine that we are concerned with. If someone were to ask you one word for what you believe, what would you say? One word for what you believe about right division. I'd say Pauline, okay? Pauline doctrine is the one word that I'm interested in. That's two. Well, see, but I'm from North Louisiana, remember? So, but I'm Pauline, okay? So I'm rightly dividing the word of truth between Jesus of prophecy and Jesus of the mystery. And so consequently, if you are trusting in Jesus of the prophecy, you have put your trust not too good, okay? What's the difference? There's a gospel of the circumcision. There's a gospel of the uncircumcision. That's all a part of the right division. And if you don't understand which gospel is which, you can be confused. Now, I was born and raised Southern Baptist. A lot of you in here were born and raised Southern Baptist. And God, for some reason, put me down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, amongst some of the wildest Catholics that I've ever known about. And there's one of them right there. y'all don't know this, but that one over there used to have a beard that looked like Darth Vader. Right, Louise? He did. And God put me amongst a bunch of Catholics that didn't even know one Him. Well, I'll take that back. They knew Ave Maria. And so I had to teach them songs. They didn't even, had never opened up their Bible. So you know what I had to do? Mark, you'll remember this. I asked everybody that came, go get you an old Scofield Bible, because that's what I had. And then when I'd say, go to 2 Timothy, I'd say page 643. So that they'd turn, okay? That was a wild bunch down there, but a lot of people got saved, and I thank God for it. So rightly dividing between prophecy and mystery, between Jesus, who is coming as the King, and Jesus, who is the head of the body of Christ. Okay.